This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So here's a real good word picture, if that's a thing, of the downs and ups of this pandemic labor market. According to the September jobs report, the hospitality industry has added almost 4 million jobs in the last 5 months. But we are still missing, in places where you can go to eat and drink, 2.3 million jobs from where we were in February. Cafes and restaurants are trying to figure out what to do next and how they can keep the doors open, which gets us to today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Keba Conte. I'm the founder and CEO of Red Bay Coffee Company here in Oakland, California. I started Red Bay Coffee to bring beautiful coffee to the people, is what I say. It was a way for me to sort of bring to this industry more flavor, more soul, more equity, more inclusion and diversity that I think was sorely lacking. Before the pandemic, we had over 60 employees. We had, you know, some of the top tier tech companies as our clients, and, you know, had 6 coffee shops. March hit and the coronavirus first started sending people home. First thing happened was our coffee accounts, our office accounts closed down. And then we closed down all our coffee shops, all 6 of them. A week later, you know, we said, all right, yes, we are an essential business. So we opened up one shop at our roastery, curbside, with my wife and my daughter. You know, there was some pent-up demand, so people certainly showed up. And then, you know, we expanded those hours and brought back more baristas and, you know, eventually opened up a second location. So we were down, you know, to probably like 8 employees or something at the Nader. We're back up to about 35 employees right now. The offices still have not come back. We've got 2 out of, you know, 6 coffee shops back. So it's been kind of a roller coaster, but I would say the sort of a couple bright spots has been e-commerce. So e-commerce has really become our lifeblood. I mean, it's hard to say we wouldn't be here because I'd always try to find some way, but we might not be here if it wasn't for that. We've had to lay off a lot of people, right? So, and these were people who were, you know, good at their jobs or on a ladder, on a career path to become equipment technicians, roasters, and more. I mean, it's breaking my heart just thinking about it. But, you know, we do see an end to this cycle, and we'll pick back up.
That was Keba Conte bringing beautiful coffee to the people as best he can in Oakland, California. Tell us your story, would you? You can do it at marketplace.org/myeconomy.